Now time for our Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. We're joined by girls basketball coach Brady Jasper, coming off a tough loss to Sabetha at home on Tuesday. That was a 38-36 final. Coach, just kind of take us through that game a little bit. Certainly tight, and you had a chance to win, but, you know, unfortunately just come out on the short end of it. Just take us through that one on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was a close game. As you mentioned there, it was kind of hanging in the balance for both teams right down to the wire. We didn't get off to a great start. We trailed early and then kind of slowly got back in it. We got some three-pointers right after half to kind of flip the score, and we held a lead there for a little while. But Sabetha played well down the stretch, made a couple key shots, and like you mentioned also, we had an opportunity or two as well and just couldn't get on the right side of it.
We're not quite to the halfway point yet in the season. We got midseason tournaments coming up, but, you know, 8 games in, sitting at 3-5. What's one thing you've liked from what you've seen so far from your team? What's one thing you really are honing in on trying to improve?
Well, you know, one thing that I certainly cannot complain about with this team is that they've done their best to do the things that I've instructed them to do, whether it was changing defenses or believing in some different offensive plays or whatever that would be. I really do feel like there's been a genuine effort on their part to do what the coaches want them to do and try in that way. So that's been a positive thing, and hopefully that will continue. There's some other things probably that we could do better. I felt like maybe early in the year we'd be a little bit better shooting team than what we've proven to be. So we're going to kind of stay tuned on that. We give our kids the green light quite often to pull the trigger from the outside. And we've had to look at some efficiency of our offensive possessions and things like that in the last few weeks and kind of evaluate if we want to play a little bit differently or look in some different places too. So that's something also that we're going to be looking at as January unfolds.
Yeah, and we're getting back to it, and the grind continues, and you go back into Big 7 league play, nothing new on Fridays. You get Jefferson West, a team that's also sitting there at 3-5. They got a little bit of momentum. They beat Royal Valley on Tuesday this week. They won that game by 16, but what's the early scout and prep looking like for the Tigers, and what kind of game do you expect between your team and them on Friday?
Oh, that'd be a real tough game. Jeff West, I always felt like it's a difficult place to play, kind of one of our longer road trips. So they can shoot the ball well. They shot it really well last night, and if they continue to do that, they'll be a tough team. They're well coached, and we expect a tough game. I know that we can compete, though.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys for this one against Jefferson West. What's it going to take to get that win on the road?
Well, get off to a good start, make some shots on the road. We're going to have to defend their shooters and try to be disruptive with our defense on that end, try to create some spacing problems or disrupt their timing a little bit so their shooters can't catch and have time to shoot, and maybe just recognize what defense they're in, make sure that we're in the right calls, and be efficient on the offensive side too.
There it is. Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. The Red Hawks on the road and league play coming back on Friday night. They will be at Jefferson West. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks.